One of the most haunting features of sin is that sin doesn't just rebel, it rationalizes. In Romans chapter 3, verse 5, Paul voices a dangerous line of our reasoning. He says, "If our unrighteousness serves to show the righteousness of God, what shall we say?" In other words, Paul is asking this question that he anticipates coming to him, and it goes like this: if my sin makes God look more righteous, well, isn't that a good thing? That's how deceptive the human heart is. It doesn't just sin, but it builds a case for sin. And we do this all the time. We say things like, "I had no choice," or that God understands, or this will eventually work out for good. But Paul shuts it down pretty quickly. He says, "Is God unrighteous to inflict wrath on us? By no means. God is not glorified by our rebellion. He is glorified in judging it." And this passage reminds us that we don't get to rewrite the moral law to accommodate our behavior. God doesn't grave on a curve. Sin is still sin, even when it's cleverly explained. And the cross proves this. If sin could be justified, Jesus would not have needed to die. So stop defending what God has already condemned. Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, strip away every excuse I use to justify sin and give me a heart that calls it what you call it. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Regino Acuna and his family are national change makers in Paraguay. And also, the Kenyarwanda LifeWord broadcast for the people of Rwanda.